As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
It is that time. It's our final Friday with the Daily Mock. Next Friday, we're reacting to the first round of the NFL draft. All right, let's go out to a guy that I don't think he lives here anymore, but he was a Philly guy for a long time, and we know his name. Rob Motti. He covers the NFL for the Associated Press. And Hugh, I think we've covered a lot of angles in these Daily Mocks, right? We've had a lot of different kinds of picks, positions, all that. We haven't had this one, though. Let's dive into it. Number one overall, Rob Motti's latest mock over the Associated Press. Cam Ward, quarterback of the Miami Hurricanes to the Tennessee Titans. Number two, corner, wide receiver, whatever you call him, Shohei Ohtani of football, Travis Hunter to the Cleveland Browns. Mm-hmm. Number three, the Giants select Abdul Carter, pass rusher from Penn State. Number four, we have a trade. Not the Eagles, though. Don't get too excited.
Calm down.
Or maybe you're happy that it's not the Eagles. But in Rob Motti's latest mock, the Saints move up in a trade with the Patriots. Saints up from 9-4 to take Shedeur Sanders, quarterback, out of college. What do you think about Shedeur and Kellen Moore's offense?
I think he could thrive in that. I think Shedeur, you know what's funny? This is what I really think. I think that people don't know how to take Shedeur because of his pops. Shedeur is little. I saw an interview he did where somebody asked him, you know, where would he go if he had to go get gas? What would he get from the gas station? Mm-hmm. And he said something to the effect, I drive a Cyber Beast, so I wouldn't go get gas.
He wouldn't need to stop, he's basically saying, yeah.
And people got mad about that. And I was thinking to myself, he sounds like he's just literal. Like he's not thinking, you know, outside the box. Like kind of like what most of the time we deal with on a day-to-day basis. When people hear, they don't actually hear what you're saying. They just get triggered by something that you said that they don't agree with. So, yeah, it was. I think he could thrive in that offense. I really do.
All right, so they trade up for him in this mock draft. The Saints select Shedeur Sanders. Number five, Mason Graham, defensive tackle, Michigan. All right, Hugh, I scroll down looking for the Philadelphia Eagles, and guess what? There's no pick. You know why? With the 32nd pick, we have a trade. The Eagles trade out of the first round. The Pittsburgh Steelers trade back in. Pittsburgh coming up for Jackson Dart, quarterback out of Mississippi. But here is the interesting part.
What's that?
The Eagles don't just like trade out to get a pick a few picks later. They're out entirely. Here is what they get back. They get back a 2026 first-round pick and a 2026 fifth-round pick. Mm. So that would mean there's no first-round pick at all for the Eagles. But they're getting back next year's Steelers one. So here's really the point of this. Would you short the Pittsburgh Steelers? Basically, you're betting on them not being that good next year, and that pick in the first round next year is way more valuable than the last pick this year. Hugh, what do you think? Out of the first round entirely this year, but you get the Steelers 2026 first round pick.
I know Rod's thinking outside the box with this one, but I don't think the Eagles do that. I think they, you know, even though Howie did say they don't have 32 people graded in the 30, well, you know, what
yeah,
he said.
Yeah,
you
32
know,
first round
grades or whatever. I think if anything, they move up. I think they get a little aggressive. And I think that they have some capital where they could potentially do that with. So no, I don't think they don't have a pick in the first round. I don't think that.
So on just the value standpoint, I think this is a good deal for the Eagles. Like, they're getting a first rounder in next year's class, and I don't think the Steelers are going to win the Super Bowl. So that pick will be better than the 32nd pick this year. But my question would be, what is Howie doing with all these picks? Like, what is the plan here? And it's not bad to have picks, right? You can move around. But, I mean, they already have 20 picks over the next 2 years. And now we're going to add a second one to next year. Like, I just would love to ask him, what are you planning with all these picks? Are we going after a superstar that could be available? Do you think you need to go up and get a quarterback in the next couple of years? Like, what are you doing? Because that's a lot of picks to have. And the Steelers typically are not bad, so it probably wouldn't be a top 10 pick.
And it's almost, it's another way to look at the comment from Howie about not having 32 first-round grades.
Yep.
Then, you know, bail out.
Next year's draft might be better. Yeah.
And, you know, and go to next year. Like, if you're really trying to play with the value thing, right? I mean, I would be interested in doing it. I actually could see the Steelers finally not falling ass backwards into a winning record this year.
Boy, that would be a tip in Howie's, a feather in Howie's cap if he shorted the Steelers the first year they're under 500 under Tomlin. But that's an interesting one. Eagles out of the first round. They give the 32nd and a third rounder in 2026 for a first rounder and a fifth rounder in 2026, getting the Steelers' first round pick back. All right, let's go back to the phones. 215-592-9494. There is our daily mock at 1 o'clock. All right, with the A.J. Brown situation, would you do it? And we do have a Tri-Day Friday here. 4-pack of tickets to the sold-out Eagles 2025 draft party at the Link next Thursday night, April 24th. The party starts at 7. Draft party activities include Eagles locker room tours. The cheerleaders will be there, Swoop. And we'll be there doing a live show starting at 6 p.m. leading all the way through the Eagles pick. All right, you know what I haven't done first before we go to the phone lines here? I haven't checked the Twitter poll today. Is Twitter handling the conversation well today?
Not at all.
I'm sure they're not.
You know what? Here's the...
That's okay.
I know you don't care, Joe, but it burns my biscuits when people don't listen to the whole conversation and they just draw off of the little snippet that we put on.
Why would they listen to the whole
conversation? I don't know, because maybe...
Who needs context?
Yeah, I do. Well, I guess because I do a show every day, and I want to try to get as much information as I possibly can before I make a comment or sound silly. Mm-hmm. But I don't see it. Everybody else doesn't have to do that.
84% are voting no, and that's okay. I didn't expect today most people to vote yes. I mean, the concept is trading away one of the Eagles' best players. I mean, that's going to be met with some resistance no matter what. Hugh and I voted yes. I did. Kyle obviously voted no. Where do you guys come down? Would you trade AJ for a top 5 pick? Ken in Cinnamons and up on a Friday. Hey, Ken.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good, Ken. What's up?
Good.
Happy Easter weekend. So there's no scenario in which trading AJ Brown makes you a better football team. None. Suggesting that there is just denying the truth. So, you should probably dump this audio because you're never going to hear it again. But Kyle's 100% right.
See, now he's going to clip that and use it. See, that's he's in charge of the dumping and the clipping. That's a problem for us.
And he should take solace in that, because as we know, he has publicly stated that I'm always right. So when I'm telling him he's right, that means that we're on the same page.
Yeah, well, that's you guys could spin it that way. I like that.
So, but here's in addition to that, I've talked about this before. Because it's statistically and unavoidably true. Sacks are the shiny object. Everybody wants to focus on a guy that gets sacks, like one guy that gets sacks. And as I've said before, sacks are the statistic that get individual players paid a lot of money. Sacks, individual sacks from individual players, are not the statistics that win Super Bowls. And if you want any further proof than the Philadelphia Eagles, I don't know what to tell you, because the Eagles have won 2 Super Bowls in their history, and in both Super Bowls, they have not had a single guy on the team that has had double-digit sacks. So it's easy to conflate sacks and pressure, but they're not necessarily the same thing. The Eagles had 38 sacks again last year and won the Super Bowl, the exact same numbers of sacks that they had in 2017 when they won the Super Bowl as a team. So, yeah, they had 6 sacks in the Super Bowl. And yet, you know, Josh Sweat got himself paid because he had as many sacks in the Super Bowl as Jordan Davis had in the entire postseason. They just didn't all happen in the Super Bowl. So There's just no scenario in which you trade one of the 15 or 20 best players in the league, which is what A.J. Brown is, for, I don't care if it's the top two pick, top three pick, top five pick, whatever. There's no scenario in which that makes your team better.
Financially and strapped. I hear you, and you make some strong, not to cut you off, apologize for that, but you make some strong points. But, like, I think there's something to the Eagles having, I want to say money issues, but right up against it, if you will.
The salary cap.
Yeah, they're right up against it.
That money's already accounted.
Well, how about, future years? Would you agree on this premise? As time goes on, whether it's 1 or 2 years down the line, something feels like it's going to have to give if Quinion and Cooper and Nolan continue to progress. They're going to be due second contracts. We know they're going to re-sign Carter. That's a given. But those other three young defensive players, if they keep progressing, they'll all need new deals. Nolan after this coming year, and then a couple years down the line, the two corners. So if they want to pay all of them, I find it hard to believe they can keep all of the highly paid offensive players. So this, to me, this is just a reset more than it is, you know, let's dump A.J. Brown. It's a reset and getting a big asset back for the reset.
No, well, what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to continue to do what they've done well in the last 4 or 5 years. They're going to have to continue to draft well. I mean, it's obvious that the strategy for this team all along was to get younger and cheaper on defense and pay the offense. So, you know, you don't know, first of all, you don't know what the salary cap's going to be 3 years from now. You don't know what the salary cap's going to be 2 years from now because it's all dependent on what the NFL's revenue was the year before. You can assume it's going to go up. You just don't know how much. You don't know when that regression occurs for A.J. Brown. Right now, A.J. Brown is one of the most uncoverable guys in the NFL. I mean, you can't press him because he'll run past you. You can't play off him and you know, because he'll just run through you. So Hugh used the exact word. He's a unicorn. He's a physical specimen who is one of the 15 or 20 best players in the league. And it's not unrealistic to think that you still have two or three really productive years out of a 27-year-old guy who takes care of himself and works as hard as
I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think he's going to fall off. But also, Ken, I think you're never probably going to get this much value for him. If you wait another year or two, and he's the one they want to move, if they do, he'll be older, he'll be expensive. The return won't be a top-five pick. This might be a special moment in time that someone would even think to offer that.
But you could probably say that about Landon Dickerson, right? Would you trade Landon Dickerson? Like there's a reason why this team is the best roster in the NFL, and it's because not only that they have really good players, but the organization. It's not just Howie. So it's not whether or not Howie's a good drafter. It's whether or not the Eagles, as an organization, are good drafters, and they are. And they're also smart about how they manage these young guys when they become eligible for extensions. And they sign him early, and they get in front of it. Like Kyle said, they just signed A.J. Brown, extended A.J. Brown last year. So, you know, there's you don't know what the draft class next year is going to look like, so you don't know who's going to be there, and you don't know what needs the Eagles are going to have.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't necessarily reset the line and say, well, it makes us more likely to be in contention for the Super Bowl in 3 years because we trade A.J. Brown now. For some, you know, young defensive
right, it, does, it doesn't. It doesn't necessarily. It could. And Ken, good phone call. And we hope you have a great week. It doesn't mean that. Now, Ken brought up the pressures thing and sacks.
Yeah, that's something that I, when I played, that was not a big deal.
And I get
it's
it.
A huge
I think,
deal. Though.
I understand his point, but they did. So with that though, they did lose the guy that had the second most pressure on the team. That was Josh Sweat.
Mm-hmm.
They lost the guy that had the fourth most pressure on the team in Milton Williams. They're gone. So. If Carter's the guy we're talking about, he's going to replace some of that.
Like, counterpoint, Sweat was a fourth round pick. Like they got, and Milton Williams was what, a third? Like Carter is the cog in the machine that makes everything go.
I agree.
Like you can get a guy, look, as much as I wanted Myles Garrett and I wanted TJ Watt, like because I think it would be worth it to trade an unknown, which is a draft pick, and sign him for money, that makes sense to me because then you can compound that force on the defensive line.
Sure.
But you can get away with and get production out of guys by putting them next to Jalen Carter without having to like ruin the best thing you have on offense.
I can say that about a receiver with Devontae Smith or Saquon Barkley.
Totally disagree.
But it is easier to find receivers.
Yeah.
AJ's who's making Devontae's life easier. You could argue Saquon makes AJ's life a little bit easier. That I think is more of a chicken or the egg type thing. It's so much harder to find someone to replace AJ Brown's production and his impact than it would be to find somebody who can get sacks next to Jalen Carter.
But just the concept of great pass rusher, great receiver. It's just harder to find great pass rushers.
Yeah, it is, man.
But it's easier to put somebody in position to be good next to Jalen Carter than it is to get somebody to do what AJ Brown does.
It's easier to put a receiver in position to be successful.
Not to be what AJ Brown is. Nope.
But I think we're not looking for the next AJ Brown. We're just looking for a good receiver.
But we're going to need one. Like I don't think you understand how much the offense is going to step back when you don't have him out there.
And see, again, this is where I go back to how much do you trust Jalen? See, that's what this all comes down to. Because I hear people that say we can't move on from AJ because they're afraid of Jalen's production. Jalen's here. Jalen's the quarterback of this team.
That's why we need to surround him with the best receivers.
And there's been a narrative, which I was a part of, that says that he needs great offensive players around him.
He might. He probably does.
I think that if this happens, hypothetically, because we've been hypothetical all day, then that, to me, says that they believe in Jalen's evolution as a quarterback.
I just don't know what evidence we have of Jalen Hurts' evolution last year when they tried coming out as a throwing team. It did not look good. They had to become a running team by necessity.
Right at the end of the year.
Can I give
in the Super Bowl.
Can I give a thought on the Jalen thing? Because I just think we're missing something that there's the evidence is piling up. Same quarterback's been here, right? He's been here since 2021. They have got to the Super Bowl twice with him. You can win with Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. Both times they've gotten there, they have had excellent defenses. AJ's been here for 3 years. One of the years, the defense was crappy. Same AJ Brown, and it didn't mean anything.
The 22 defense was phony baloney.
But it was good. It was good defense.
Phony baloney.
But you could say that. But
it wasn't the reason the Eagles were winning that year. It wasn't.
The title game against San Francisco? Their defense dominated the game.
Yeah, because Hassan Reddick made a play. But the Eagles were more of an offensive team in 22.
But
Jalen was the MVP favorite before he got injured.
The Eagles have had top 10 offenses 22, 23, 24.
Mm-hmm. All years with AJ Brown.
All years with Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown. We know what it looks like. It's a top 10 offense. Mm-hmm. 22, top 10 defense matched it, and they get to the Super Bowl. 24, top 1 defense matched it, they win the Super Bowl.
Yep.
The one in the middle is what I keep referencing. 23, the defense fell off, and Jalen's winner thing
Hurts sucked.
But guess what? It's the same Jalen. It's the same AJ. AJ Brown was putting up historic numbers, and they were losing because their defense sucked.
Okay,
it wasn't just that AJ Brown is here. If AJ Brown is here next year and they fall to the 16th defense, they're not winning the Super Bowl.
So that's kind of my point. Like, I don't believe that this defense is going to roll back and be top five again or good enough. Like, I don't think I'm not sure it's going
to
be Super Bowl defense
better.
No, but it's not going to be good enough, I don't think.
I just think we're looking at the scales differently. Hugh and I are trying to scale this thing a little bit different to make the same result.
I think the way you're scaling it is you're making both sides lesser, as opposed to, like, if you keep AJ Brown here, at least one side is great or, like, very good. Whereas you're going to make both sides mid.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think there's a much better chance of both sides of the ball being mid without AJ Brown and a draft pick here than there's a much better chance of the offense being great with AJ.
I think we need to trust the Eagles and Fangio and everything more than this.
I will say this, too. I'm a little bit more willing to gamble with the way that the defense played last year. I don't shoot dice, but I'm willing to shoot them. I'm willing to shake them bones, man, for this one.
Yeah, we know you. $2
parlay.
You know
$2 parlay.
That's how you gamble.
Mr. Eight Leg hit parlay hitter over here.
Stop.
I'm just saying.
One of us hit a home run for plus 450 the other day. Did you? Did you hit a plus 450 home run bet?
No, but did you hit Eight Leg parlay?
Did you hit a plus 450 home run bet?
No, I did not.
Well, you didn't bet.
But I hit Eight Leg parlay.
But you didn't bet it.
You know, because I keep forgetting to bet when I'm at work. Because I can't bet in Delaware. I got to bet in Philly.
Well, then either move or bet. When you're at work, our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you, learn about, and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Let's go to. So, David in the Northeast wants to talk to Hugh, so we could
What's up, David?
What's up, David?
Oh, boy.
Chef Douglas?
Hey. David?
The souffle is collapsing. What are you going to. Stop putting the bacon into the souffle.
I put bacon in the souffle.
Do you?
Can you put bacon in full souffle?
You can do whatever you want. Yeah.
What is wrong with him?
The souffle is collapsing. It's no good. Now, come on, guys. I mean, if you keep Brown on the team, what book is he going to be reading next year?
That's a good question. No one's asked that today.
is it going to be Bob Vila? I fix it.
Thought about Bob Vila in a while. When was the last time you watched Bob Vila?
Bob
Vila. No, I'm just saying.
Wait a minute, that's the home guy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. He shows you how to build things in your house and home improvement stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Bob Vila.
I mean,
is
see,
that the next
David,
book
I'm
going to be reading.
See, I'm not.
Or Harden, or what was the two friends? The Harden books, the Harden Valley books.
Yes,
or
yep.
The Hardy
mm-hmm.
Boys.
The Hardy Boys, maybe.
Yep.
The Hardy Boys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Come on now.
There's all different series you can read: Harry Potter, Hunger Games,
yep.
mm-hmm. Goosebumps.
Going to have one pick.
Goosebumps.
But next year. They need to pick wisely because they're going to have a lot of picks,
mm-hmm.
like
12.
You said mm-hmm. with Pittsburgh. You know the scenario going on there.
Yep.
But Chef Douglas, do we turkey bacon?
Nah, I don't need no faux bacon.
Well, no, I don't think turkey bacon is
faux bacon. What is bacon? Like before we started on this health kick, what was bacon?
But okay,
turkey bacon is faux bacon.
There is faux bacon, like vegetable bacon. Turkey bacon is just using a different animal to make this.
It's not bacon though. It's not bacon.
Well, I mean, listen, you're the bacon expert here. I wouldn't call turkey bacon faux bacon.
I'm the bacon whisperer.
Yeah, you are the bacon whisperer. You like bacon? Yeah, turkey bacon's good. Yeah.
No,
not the same.
Phone, you put it on.
Anything on pasta, David?
Tortellini.
Here you go, Wade.
It's like a gummy day.
You ever had turkey chops?
Turkey chops? No, I'm about to Google that. Turkey? Do you have a turkey?
I've never had turkey chops. No.
Turkey chops.
Do you have that?
Is that like pork chops?
Yeah. I would think. Yeah, chop.
Same thing. You cut the breast against the ribs.
Oh, they got turkey chop recipes.
Oh, you making some this weekend?
No.
No, I didn't think so. Turkey chops. David, good phone call. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, we'll try to get everyone's phone calls up here because we have to give a winner out for these tickets, 4-pack of tickets to the Eagles, sold-out Eagles 2025 draft party. We're looking for egg dish. Did David give us an egg dish? He spoke
no,
about
he
food for 5 minutes and didn't say anything about eggs.
Souffle, technically an egg dish? Is there eggs in souffle? Put them down for souffle.
Okay. Just write it down.
Probably not a winner.
What's the difference? All right. We got to check in with you people are talking about. Plus, a new Friday feature we began last week. Can't wait for this. It is the Midday Show as we argue about A.J. Brown for a top 5 pick on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks. And get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What is this for? What we do?
You'll find out. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. This hour on 94 WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car 94 only at Sunoco. So we unveiled a new segment last week on a Friday. And it has to do with, the explicit snack of the night. Can we, last week, Kyle
Wait a minute, explicit?
Mm-hmm. Remember last week, we got...
No, but, okay, we changed the name.
Yeah, we changed it.
Oh, okay.
Because it is, the song really makes it, the music. So we have the snack of the night, of course, with John Johnson. But, you know, you tweak it a little bit, it becomes the explicit snack, and we try to figure out what the heck this is. All right, Kyle, let's hear this.
Let me open this bad boy up here. Oh, yeah. It's got the wax paper holding it there so it can't fall apart or melt through anything. I mean, the shape is very questionable egg looking, but it doesn't matter. It could be like an amorphous blob, and I'd still say, oh, let me hold on a minute. Before I eat it,
I know what this is. I already know what this one is.
Let it play.
Oh.
Why is he smelling?
Yes.
Because they smell good.
All right, let me.
I mean, I don't smell them, but I.
You want to be nice about it and take your time and. You know, four or five different bites. That's not how it works. It's usually two, if you really want to be kind, three bites and it's over with.
Three?
Let me bite this bad boy in half.
Bite that bad boy.
Oh my God.
Choking on it?
If I could get a softball size clump of that in my hands.
I mean, I know what he's talking about.
Me to the ER right now because I'm going to eat the entire thing. It'd be over. Tell my wife and kids I love them. But if I'm going to go out on top, that's how I'm going out. With a big ball of.
Hey, I think I got this one.
What is it?
Reese's cup.
Yeah, it's Reese's egg. Yeah.
Yeah, the Reese's cup. Yeah, I knew when he said
wax paper.
The shape. Yeah. The shape. Well, I was listening to it and he ain't lying because, like, they hit different.
They do.
The eggs hit different. The eggs hit different. They hit different.
I never thought about that being the way I go, though. When my life's over,
no.
you
can't eat too many, though. But what you do is you wait till after Easter when they go on sale.
That's a Hugh Douglas way.
Yeah. judging by the way he was choking on it, that might be the way he was about to go out.
Yeah, I would imagine when it's over for John, it's a snack of the night.
Go load up on them things, man.
But did he say three bites for an for?
Yeah, so that's a two biter. That's a two biter. At least unless he got one of the big ones. That's a two bite.
Yeah.
I walked right into that.
You walked in, you said what you said, and now we have a drop. So there you go. That's
they got thick wood hard.
Oh. You know, it's one thing to be making the noises while eating. But when you bleep stuff out, it just
makes it worse.
It
makes
it worse. Yeah.
Big ball of beep.
Yeah, I knew exactly when he was cracking that paper. You know, because there's some snacks you eat when you just know what they sound like when they crack that paper. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's awesome.
It's a good one. All right, John, good job with the snack of the night this week.
Reformed fat kid over here. For real.
You know when you hear it? Oh, I've been there. We've all been
snacks.
There.
Snacks. Somebody say snacks?
Let's go to Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Guilty!
Guilty!
He sounds like Richard Simmons when he does
that. Nah, he does.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good one. I hadn't thought about that. A little Richard Simmons to John Johnson. What's up, Andy? What are you thinking?
So I love listening to Kyle on this. I'm glad Elliot's not on today because he would have a stroke, I think. I think that's Elliot's purpose in life, is to give somebody a stroke on the station.
It's probably happening quicker than we imagined, too. It's good. It's going to be there for one of us. Andy, so you in or you're out on trading AJ for a top five pick?
I'm out, and it's not, I mean, I feel like the whole question is, what would you want to do? And the way I'm looking at it is, we traded a first round pick for him. He's a known commodity. I don't want to trade a known commodity for an if. I'm not a gambler like you.
Hey, $2 eight leg parlay hitter over here, baby.
In November, it's April. We're bordering on May, and you're still.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but now he becomes the gambler. It's like a Jekyll and Hugh.
Yeah, got no one to hold him. Got no one to fold him.
Yeah, you do.
So anyway, even if they did trade it, I'm out on Hunter. I don't want anybody who's coming out of college already threatening to hold out. I don't want any parts of him on my team. It sounds like he's just going to be a problem down the road. But ultimately, I think AJ is the answer to the offense next season. As you saw in the Super Bowl, the Chiefs just keyed on Saquon, and that opens up the passing game. No matter what you do, we need to have those two receivers out there. And I'm not willing to bet it just on a maybe on a draft pick.
Andy, I'd say most people are with you today on that. And I understand the premise on you need two good receivers to make the whole operation work. We'd have to draft another receiver. I mean, that would be not at four, but somewhere they'd have to draft another one to make it complimentary. Otherwise, you'd have a problem there. All right, Andy, what's your egg dish for Tri-Day?
This is my second go-around with it, but Chile Quiles.
Oh, yeah. What was that again? Because I remember you saying, and I'm trying to picture it.
It's like nachos and...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they're like smothered in sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Good stuff.
Beans and then eggs cooked on top of it, just in like a skillet. It is so, so good. And I'm not a big egg guy, but that way, you do yourself a favor.
Sounds good. No, I remember when you brought up last time. Andy, good phone call, and we appreciate it there. Let's grab Jack in Norristown. I think he's with us, Jack. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how we doing, guys?
What's up, Jack?
I know you got Kyle fired up. Mm-hmm. I know that.
Mm-hmm. that ain't hard to do, though.
Do that every day.
I'm with you, man. I make that trade in New York minute.
See, Jack gets it. He's a football guy.
Yeah. A lot of people mad at us on social media, though.
I could see being, like, talked into, you know, maybe doing it for, like, Abdul Carter or something like that, but, like, sprinting to go to the podium and make this trade for A.J. Brown in the New York minute is insanity.
Jack, why are you so excited to do it?
The guy's a great player. I ain't taking nothing away from him. He's a great player. But he's also a bad apple, and a bad apple can spoil the barrel.
Yeah, just like they won the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, but it can't,
well,
Jack.
They didn't win the Super Bowl just because of A.J. Right. Brown. It's a team game.
Oh, okay.
And we hammered. You
know, I didn't know
that. The defense did their job. The offense did their job. And he's a big part of the offense, no doubt about it. But he got a bad personality. Even after the Super Bowl, he's still crying. They don't throw him the ball enough. They could throw him the ball 15 times a game, and he'd still be crying.
Okay. The thing is, it's not bad enough of a personality to prevent them from winning the Super Bowl, is my point.
We know that.
So you can say whatever his role was in winning the Super Bowl, but you said it spoils the bunch. Nothing was spoiled. They won the Super Bowl.
Well, but that doesn't mean things won't go bad next year with him. I mean, we don't know that.
They've had him for years.
And there's been a lot.
They've been to two Super Bowls and won one.
Sure.
And it feels like we're waiting for something that's just not going to happen.
No, but we're getting something in terms of value that's really high, right?
Like, you're making yourself worse.
No, I don't think that's necessarily true. I mean, it might be, but it's not necessarily true.
It's more likely true.
Jack, what are you thinking for Tri-Day? What's your egg dish?
You whip up them scrambled eggs, throw them into the frying pan over some home fries, green pepper, onion, and tomato. And that's me.
Over the
you
home
said green
fries.
Onion?
Green onions, pepper, tomato.
No, onion.
Onions. Green onions. Green onions.
I'm thinking green tomato. That's what, when you say
tomato,
I was thinking green tomato.
No green, you.
Yeah, I was thinking, that was on me. That was on me.
Onions, green pepper, and tomato.
Like
green
pepper. I like it over the home fries. That sounds pretty
good. So like the egg dish itself, not my thing. Something about the way Jack says it. I like that.
I could see him cooking it up.
With some tomato.
Yeah.
I like
the cut of his jib.
Yeah. It sounds really hearty. Yeah.
It does. It sounds good.
It sounds hearty.
Because if anyone says like the word tomato, like tomato.
Tomato.
I'm in.
Like tomato cans? No one on this show uses tomato cans.
Tomato cans.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
Tomato cans. I was right, though.
Rams.
Yeah, they were.
Commanders.
Tomato cans.
Ravens. Rams, Commanders,
yeah. The team in the championship game, the team in the divisional round in the NFC, and the team in the divisional round.
All those teams were the final eight teams left in the league. They were not
tomato
cans. There's no tomato cans or whatever saying. None of that.
Tomato cans.
Nobody's happy with us today with this whole AJ.
I don't care.
They're happy with me.
Yo,
now you're pulling a Hugh.
The people on Twitter have always been my people.
Okay.
Always.
Yep. I don't care what anyone thinks. This would be a good trade. I mean, that's all. I mean, care less. You know what my favorite part is? My favorite part is the copium that would happen. If they do this, it's 84% on the poll. Our Ann gets this. What do you think it is next Friday morning if it happens? 50-50?
Hey, we had to do it. Hey, he was a cancer.
Super Bowl syndrome will be real.
Carter in this defense, off the edge. I mean, people will flip in a second.
Are you talking about Thursday night if they happen
to
start?
People will flip in a second.
We got the best defensive end in the draft.
And he's an Eagles fan. Hey, he went to the Super Bowl.
This is what it's going to be. And we just lost BG, but we got Abdul Carter. Nobody would be upset.
It'll be, you know, no, also hear this.
He will be missed.
We'll hear this, too. Howie's playing chess. He traded the 18th pick for AJ, got the best out of him, and then traded him for the 4th.
That's right.
Chess.
Yeah, I don't know, Joe. Mm-hmm. They might be mad at us, though.
No. What's going to happen is everyone's going to call and tell you that AJ Brown, not even really that good.
Yeah, that's part of the copium. Yeah. Well, that's not true. He's very good.
Of course it's not true.
He's very good. It's just, we're just getting a lot of value here. That's all. Jerry, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Jerry?
How you doing today?
Hey, Jerry, what's up, buddy?
I'm just sitting here waiting for my next load for the weekend, and then I'll be going home next week on Wednesday. I'll be at Chickies and Pizza on Friday with a couple boys chilling.
All right, Jerry.
Watching the Phillies, watching my Phillies, you know. Everybody's getting upset about the Phillies. Mm-hmm. You know, they're the same position they were last year, and we still won 95 games. You know, and we got a few concerns, but, you know, they're not putting any money in my pocket. They haven't done that since the first series against Washington. And, you know, it's just a shame. But,
well, I got a bet for you, Jerry. This weekend, we got Jesus is pitching on Easter. That feels like a lock for a good start. I mean, we got Jesus Luzardo on Easter Sunday, Jerry. That feels like I might bet his strikeouts that day.
I'm all over it. Okay. Hugh.
Yes.
I know you want an 8-leg. You want to
stay late parlay?
Stop! No,
it was in the fall.
But
don't guess
it. I got you beat by 5. I've done a 13-legger.
13-legger.
Oh,
that's a mortgage payment right there, Jerry.
That's documented with FanDuel. I can find it, but I've done a couple of those.
You got to print that bet slip out and frame that one, Jerry. That's when you show the family.
Whenever Hugh mentions his 8-leg parlay, we'll just call Jerry. Yeah. Put you in your place.
We got a guy that's 13.
Jerry don't work here.
That's a proven fact. I've got a couple of them.
You can
fit
me in your
chair
next. That 18-legger.
So, okay, guys. So, another thing on the Eagles. I'm on Kyle's side. You already got a good commodity with AJ. You know what you got. You already know. But trading him for something you don't know, that's a whole different ballgame because you don't know what you're going to get. But I do trust Howie in the draft. He's proven facts, I guess, for the last 5 or 6 years. We've done really good. And I just believe in what he's going to, you know, I'm not worried about the draft this year. You know, I like to win those tickets because I'll be home next week. So
what's your egg dish, Jerry? Go-to egg dish.
So my go-to egg dish is deviled eggs. I don't know if you guys know what deviled eggs are.
Yeah, I've had deviled eggs.
Yeah, that's
no
when
idea.
You dig all the stuff out and put the stuff back in.
You
hard-boil the eggs. Mm-hmm. You take the green, you take the yellow out. You mix it up. Gassy. You put some mayonnaise, a little bit of mustard, not much, but a little bit. And you can maybe add a little bit of relish in there, sweet relish.
Now, are we talking spicy mustard or yellow mustard? What are we doing?
No, just regular yellow mustard, not no spicy stuff. But if you want to spice it up, you can with the spicy. But my mom would just make the best deviled egg. And I could go to an outing, and if they had deviled eggs, I would just sit there and eat deviled eggs.
Oh, you're just parking yourself right next to those deviled eggs.
Super gassy.
Yeah, you know.
You'll make your house smell like farts. my dad's a deviled eggs guy.
You blowing it up?
I mean, the house.
The old deviled eggs. All these guys are talking about, fry up stuff and, cook this. You don't need to do all that. You need a deviled egg plate of the right, nice, cool. You put them in the refrigerator after you're done. And then when you leave to go to your outing, you take them with you, keep them covered up in tin foil so aluminum foil, so they will keep their freshness.
That's what you need. Jerry, I like that one, the deviled eggs. Jerry, good phone call. Good hearing from you, and we'll see you back here soon. I got to tell you, people are passionate about their egg recipes today.
Yeah.
This has been...
Got a lot of different varieties of way to make eggs.
People are passionate about how they like their eggs. All right, before we go any further, and speaking of, I know it's not a parlay, but a bet. I mean, now that Hugh taunts himself as some sort of, sharp over here.
Mr. Blackhawk.
End of the show.
Hey!
Postseason starts for the NHL and NBA this weekend, so we're going to get Mr. Black Hockey on a bet for us for the Stanley Cup Final. I can't wait to bet that blind for the third straight year. First, though, let's check in with you people.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Yeah, I'd like to remind you people and everybody else listening, you can join us for a special one-night-only event with Eagles legend Brandon Graham. Get your tickets for BG Live on 5-5 right now, 94WIP.com. So, not as much fun people are in the YouTube chat today.
Yeah, everybody
people
outside.
Are mad. Yeah, people are pissed, specifically at Joe.
Okay.
A little bit for Hugh today.
We had the same opinion.
I find that hilarious. They're mad at you.
And you. No, they are mad at you.
What'd I do?
Well, because you're a company man yet again, this time for the Eagles.
Wait a second.
Yep.
But this is the Eagles trading away a star player, and he's defending it. I mean, that's not company
I think the company man part is him saying they'll be okay. They'll find another A.J. Brown. Little company man-ish.
Well, they would be.
That is not. You know what? I think I'm at that point now. People just want to say it because they know it gets under my skin. They know it bothers me.
It is a good one. We got that. We created that one this week. That best thing we did this week is company man you. Anyway, the you people.
A lot of people talking about me crashing out. Does not sound like me at all.
A little animated today. That's okay. It's good.
They want someone to smack your bald head, Joe.
Damn.
And I guess offense is a luxury now?
Wait a minute. What does that mean?
You're looking at you on that one.
Listen, I am a visionary. I can't help it if y'all close-minded. I am a visionary.
Yeah, here we go.
I mean, it's the truth.
Yeah, sure.
People get mad because they can't see. We do all this brain wrestling at the beginning of the show. Trying to set it up, and y'all ain't got the vision to see what we're talking about.
We're seeing clear. Yep. You guys are clouded.
I have vision.
Blind vision. You're blind.
Doesn't help that I'm blind.
But on days like today, when we throw these out there, the best place to go for comments and reaction
is Twitter.
Or the nut jobs on Twitter.
Rational and forward-thinking and kind. I would call those people.
No, they weren't kind today.
Not today.
No, not at all. A few trade offers for you, Joe Giulio.
Yeah, I saw that.
To trade Joe away.
I'm ready. You know what? I'm about value. If you get good value for me, I'll say yeah.
All right, Hugh. Let's see. Would you take any of these offers for Joe Giulio?
I think I know which one.
I'll grade the value.
Three blueberries.
I knew the three blueberries was going to be first. That was hilarious.
That's not enough. You got to get a cup full of blueberries.
Okay. A trash can.
No, see that ain't nice. That ain't.
We have plenty of trash cans around.
Yeah. Come on, get more creative.
Bag of Doritos.
Which kind? Cool Ranch or
does that make a difference?
I'm not a big fan of Doritos.
Me neither, actually. I don't think I'd trade you for Doritos.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised.
Last one. This one I might consider. Capri Sun. I love Capri Sun.
Now that's a little bit more creative. I'm like, if you're gonna start with the mean comments, man. Some creative mean comments. The three blueberries was good, though. That was a good one.
Now, hold on. Are you getting like a case of Capri Sun or just one singular Capri Sun?
It seems, from what I read, just a Capri Sun.
That feels light. I mean, that asks for like a box.
Capri Suns are pretty good, man.
Yeah, they are. They are good. I might trade myself for some of those.
Now, those are a little bit nicer than the people who just want you flat out fired.
Yeah.
Which is an appropriate reaction to somebody's opinion about sports. You should probably lose your job.
I also think you should get fired for talking about a sports subject on a sports talk show.
Correct. Yeah.
I agree.
Looks like this one is a little bit of a threat, though. Does AJ need to make another call to the station?
Sure, if you want.
I'm picturing the hands on their hips. Now, does AJ Brown need to call you and put you in your place?
Do I have
again?
To call your father? Do I have to do that?
Yeah,
I'd welcome AJ calling today.
Sure, if he wants to call.
Yeah. Would he trade AJ Brown?
Isn't he the one posted a picture of him with Patriots jerseys
yesterday?
That's
right. Yeah, he did.
I'm just trying to get him where he wants to go anyway. So that's
that
fine.
Is kind of weird.
It is weird. He trolls everyone with that stuff.
Yeah. No, sure he does. Yeah. All right. I wouldn't trade him for three top five picks, says the clearly unbiased Twitter user named AJ Muse.
Oh, those are my favorite. Yeah.
Yeah, the ones
the account dedicated to the person.
Yeah.
Every GM in the league would trade him for three top five picks. Every single one.
Yeah, I'd trade him for three top five
in
picks.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah. AJ Muse, not amused.
Not at all.
Here's another good one. Mm-hmm. Slow day. Anything but.
Yeah, it's always, it's not
you.
A slow day.
This one actually sped by.
Yeah, this is one of our faster shows we've had in a long time.
It was. Yeah. All right, and this one's my favorite because sometimes reading is optional.
Always.
And reading comprehension, even more so. Mm-hmm. Are you on crack? A fifth round pick?
No, not a fifth round pick.
Who? No.
The fifth overall pick or a top five pick.
You need to say that person's name to make him feel bad for not picking up on that. Because that was that one came in a while ago.
Oh, no, that was like right off the bat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you're not going to do it, but mm-hmm. if I were you, I would embarrass him like publicly.
Yeah. I think if he's listening, he knows who he is and he should be ashamed of himself.
No, not a fifth round pick.
Would you trade AJ Brown for a top five draft pick? What are you, nuts? A fifth round pick?
Yeah, that's
it's
that's,
not hard, fellas. Just bad. Read.
Yeah. Well,
just
reading read. Comprehension is not easy for
nope,
everyone.
It's all right.
I'm convinced everybody doesn't hear. They don't hear it.
We appreciate you people, even if you want to trade me for three blueberries.
All of you people.
Three blueberries.
I appreciate you. Now, these frozen blueberries, fresh blueberries. I like a good blueberry. You're a blueberry guy?
I like them frozen.
I like them frozen better.
I don't like the texture.
They could be a little mushy.
Yeah, I don't like the texture.
I'm a frozen blueberry guy. All right, let's grab Donnie. And then we have to get your pick for the Stanley Cup Finals here, Hugh, as I blind bet this, Mr. Black Hockey. But Donnie is going to be up here with his thought on A.J. Brown. What's up, Donnie?
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I think this might be me. It's Johnny.
Johnny, you know, that's even better than Donnie.
You're Donnie now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we changed your name.
We did change your name. We apologize.
I got too many stats to throw at you, and I might have to revoke your credentials here, but let me start with this one here. 200 catches and 3,000 yards. That's what A.J. Brown had in 2022 and 2023. Yeah, he had a little bit of a down year last year, but Jalen threw the ball almost 200 times less for 1,000 less yards. So it's to be expected. Another stat, 482. That's the total number of touches that Saquon Barkley had last year. He's not going to do that again this year. We're going to run him into the ground if we do that. And probably the most important stat, which I don't know if anybody mentioned, there's a $30 million dead cap hit if we trade A.J. Brown before the draft. So, like, that right there.
Yeah, we mentioned all that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that – I mean, that I get
it. Kind of went along with the hypothetical.
Yeah, it's a tax you're paying to get a top five pick. I mean, that's what that is. It's tax.
All right, here's one more. You know what you know what Tennessee drafted when we traded A.J. Brown for him? Traylon Burks,
sure.
Who had 700 career yards.
So, but I mean, someone else brought that up. What do I care that the GM who got fired in Tennessee is a dummy? Like, what does that have to do with how he's not going to blow this pick because the GM that got fired in Tennessee doesn't know what he's looking at? Like,
never
that,
know.
It has nothing to do with the situation. Like, oh, you know what? Hold on, but Donnie, I give a smart person $1 million, I give a dumb person $1 million. The dumb person blew the money. So, like, what does that have to do with the smart person? It's the silliest retort.
You know his name, Johnny.
Donnie, I'm sorry.
Donnie,
hold on. I need your egg dish. I need an egg dish, Johnny.
All right. It's more of a sandwich than a dish. But okay. What I love to do is a toasted Kaiser roll, spread a little cream cheese on there, 25 egg, flip it over so it's a little toasted on top, throw on some cheddar cheese, a little bacon, a little pepperoni, and a little
pepperoni. That sounds that's unique. Johnny, we appreciate it, even though I like the Traylon Burks thing doesn't move the needle for me. All right, who are we giving this to? We got the last one under the buzzer there. Who's our favorite dish? I thought that the ravioli one
That was the most unique one, I think.
It was.
I hadn't thought about it.
It was Joe and Mayfair?
Yeah, Joe.
All right, Joe and Mayfair. You're headed to the Eagles draft, the sold-out Eagles draft party. All right, before we hand it over, though, to the afternoon show, Hugh, quickly, we need a Stanley Cup pick for Mr. Black Hockey.
Yeah, man. You know, the last time Canada had four teams in the Stanley Cup playoffs was 1993. You know who the Montreal Canadiens beat? They beat the LA Kings that year to win it all. So, I'm going with the Montreal Canadiens.
Canadians or Stanley Cup pick?
Yeah, I'm going with the Canadians.
I think they're the longest shot on the board, 70-1.
That's how I roll.
I'm betting it.
It's not very American of you.
It really is.
You know what?
Anti-American,
Hugh Douglas. After it came out of my mouth, I was like, you know what? I might get some heat for that.
All right, Mr. Canada.
Friday, man.
Mr. Canada, Hugh Douglas. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Out.
Have a great week and happy Easter. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Fields!
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.